Salve Maria. Welcome to Stories for Truly Catholic Families, Audio Theater. Our story today is called The Value of a Mass. It was the year of our Lord 1720 in the city of Rothenburg, Germany, and Christmas had come. The bakeries, full of sweets, cakes, and chocolates, left everyone with a great desire that the long-awaited night would soon come. However, there was one place that was not visited, the beautiful cathedral. There, we see only the priest, who is alone preparing the stable, and the manger in which the child God would be born. In fact, the people had neglected their faith, and their hearts had become cold.
Please, give a little alms. I'm a poor beggar. I have nothing to eat. A little help, please.
Help this beggar? Why not? After all, it is Christmas Eve, and I have so much extra money left for my shopping that I don't need it anyway. Here, take this.
Those who saw this wealthy lady give so many coins to the beggar marveled at how much was being offered.
Wow! How generous she is!
Yes, did you see how much she gave that beggar?
In a very different situation from this wealthy lady, there lived in this same city a widow, already very old and very poor, but whose sufferings never prevented her from turning to God and His Most Holy Mother. On this particular day, God wanted to test her faith by putting her in a difficult situation, to choose to help her neighbor or to attend to her own very real needs. In fact, this poor widow had only 2 small coins left for her supper, and it was Christmas Eve. Let us see what happened.
Please, give a little alms. I'm a poor beggar. I have nothing to eat. A little help. I'm so poor and miserable. I have only 1 coin to pay for my food.
I really want to help her, so I will give her everything I have. Here, my daughter, take these 2 coins and may God help you. I will pray for your intentions at Mass tonight. It is Christmas Eve.
You may remember that something similar happened, according to the Gospel, narrated by Saint Mark more than 2,000 years ago. And Jesus, sitting over against the treasury, beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she cast in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And calling his disciples together, he said to them, Amen, I say to you, this poor widow hath cast in more than all they who have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their own abundance, but she of her want cast in all she had, even her whole living. Not long before the beginning of Christmas Eve Mass, the widow went to the best bakery in town, where people with their rich dresses quickly passed by her with their hands full of festive breads, cakes, and sweets. In fact, the baker had made fabulous, delicious cakes and had wrapped them in beautiful paper with elegant bows. His daughter, a very kind girl, was guarding the grand Christmas cake to protect it from the sweet fingers of the children, while telling everyone how together with her mother she had prepared it. And at the end of the line, the widow's turn finally came.
Good evening, baker. For the love of God, if you give me a little piece of bread, I'll pray for you at Mass tonight.
The baker's daughter, with a very kind intent, ran quickly to the back of the bakery, returning with a little bag.
Here, take these bread crusts that I reserved for the ducks and swans.
This woman has the same illness as you and your grandmother. If I didn't keep her busy, she would spend the whole day praying in the church like these people.
Everyone in the bakery stopped what they were doing to see what would happen next.
You are offering to attend Mass and pray for me. I would rather hear the jingle of your coins.
But I have no money.
Then you will have no bread.
But Father, won't you help this poor widow? She asked in God's name, for the love of God.
Then let God be the one to give her bread.
The widow, accepting the rebuke, silently turned to leave. But the baker wasn't finished with her. He wanted to mock her and her faith.
Wait. I have an idea. Let us see how many loaves of bread I really should give you.
The baker rips off a little piece of paper and speaks out loud while writing.
Value of Mass.
He puts the paper on his scale and then a loaf of bread on the other side, sure that the bread's weight would make the scale fall to that side and make a fool out of the widow. But the scale did not move. The little piece of paper seemed to weigh more than the loaf of bread.
It's impossible. Let me get something else.
The baker then puts a pile of sweets on the scale.
The paper is heavier than the sweets too, Father.
I don't understand. The Royal Council of Weights and Measures checked this scale last week.
Maybe it is not working right?
The baker's daughter takes the paper off the scale, and immediately the bread and sweets start to fall. Everyone in the shop becomes afraid. The baker keeps checking if the scale is okay, taking everything off. The bystanders are in awe.
What's happening? I don't understand.
Maybe the scale is not right. Maybe he has been cheating mother and father all these years.
Of course it's correct. I have always been an honest baker.
As the baker continues to adjust the scale, the shoppers go to the street to call in others to see this spectacle.
Let's switch sides and pile it all up again. Now we will see the truth.
But to everyone's amazement, the scales are once again weighted down on the side with a little piece of paper.
I don't understand. Get more sweets. It can't be.
Father, this poor widow's intention to pray for you at Mass weighs more than all that.
Do you think that I don't know that if you could, you would leave this bakery to become a nun? Don't believe that this will change my decision. Bring me the Christmas cake.
The Christmas cake!
The Christmas cake?
Yes, the Christmas cake.
The baker's daughter, with all her strength, picks up the huge Christmas cake and brings it to the scale.
Let it go on three. One, two, three.
But the cake remained high in the air, without making the scale drop a millimeter. At this very moment, the cathedral bells begin to toll, inviting all the faithful to Holy Mass for Christmas. The baker's daughter stops in front of the scale and fixes her gaze on that paper. Then she reaches for the little piece of paper and lifts it off the scale. Everything begins to fall. Everyone leaps forward to grab the Christmas cake.
My goodness, what a miracle!
I have never seen anything like it in my life.
Only on Christmas Eve. Let's run to Mass. I think that the child Jesus is giving us a great gift to restore our faith.
I never thought Mass was so valuable. From now on, everything in this bakery is at your disposal. Come every day, and you'll never go hungry again.
The widow takes a very small loaf of bread and starts to leave.
But why did you only take that one small loaf of bread when you could have taken anything from the bakery?
For me, it is better to live in trust, in confidence, and abandon myself entirely in God's hands. This was the example that the child Jesus gave us when he chose to be born not in a beautiful palace, but in a humble stable.
Wow! How much wisdom in a simple woman. Really, you are right. Man does not live on bread alone. I, who have spent all my life chasing after profit, have never found the peace of mind that you have. But from now on, I hope to find this peace in the true bread that is our Lord by attending Mass every day.
So let's go. We will start today. This is the best opportunity to be reconciled with God because it is exactly today that the Word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us. He, together with His Most Holy Mother, awaits us in the stable.
Yes! From today on, I will go to Mass every day. This is the happiest Christmas, 1720. The happiest of all my life.
The baker removed his apron and walked happily to the cathedral with his daughter and the widow. The cathedral was never as full as it was that Christmas night. As the news of the miracle had spread throughout the city, all the people were moved to attend Holy Mass, which they now saw with different eyes. We hope you enjoyed this audio drama from Stories for Truly Catholic Families. Visit us at donalislea.com every week for new stories. Salve Maria.